Chapter 70, Leader Profile, Judy Gibbons. Path to Leadership. Judy studied at London Business School and began her professional career at the same company, Hewlett-Packard, and at the same time frame as I did. She joined HP back during the PC era, where she learned product management and product marketing. Judy was based in the UK, and I was based in Silicon Valley. But we met and became friends, and I've watched her career and witnessed her leadership ever since. She went from HP to Apple, where she spent 7 years in product development, product management, and technology evangelism. And then she moved to Microsoft, where she spent 10 years building and leading Microsoft's global consumer internet business, MSN. After Microsoft, Judy began advising and investing in startups and serving as a board member and chairman for several companies that realized they needed to transform, starting at the very top. Her career has given Judy experience with nearly every aspect of a technology-powered business, as well as lessons learned from leading several very rapidly growing businesses. Leadership in action. Here's Judy in her own words. Early in my career, I was fortunate to work at Hewlett-Packard, both in the UK and in Silicon Valley, first as a systems engineer, then as a product manager. Bill Hewlett and Dave Packard created a very strong values-based culture and operating principles, which were enshrined in the HP way. These included, the company believes the best results come when you get the right people, trust them, give them freedom to find the best path to achieve objectives, and let them share in the rewards their work makes possible. This translated into other practices such as always hire people smarter than yourself, employee empowerment, and it's all about the customer. HP was also a pioneer in the adoption of management by objectives, the foundation for today's objectives and key results. My 7 years there provided a formidable education, which has stayed with me throughout my career. Whenever I see organizations that don't have strong values along with a culture of collaboration and empowerment, I know they are going to struggle to deliver great customer experiences and therefore business value. Technology makes many things possible, but if it doesn't deliver on the needs of the customer, it will not deliver on the needs of the business. After HP, I joined Apple, where Steve Jobs so effectively demonstrated the importance and power of articulating a compelling vision of what can be achieved with technology and at the same time being obsessed about the customer experience. Product teams at Apple were more diverse and included product design as well as product managers and developers who were able to combine their skills effectively to innovate in extraordinary ways. I next joined Microsoft to launch MSN, its consumer internet service. This was a product on a new platform, the web, and with constantly updated content, and of course, new business models. As a result, the product teams diversified further to include news journalists, producers, and advertising professionals. But the need was still the same: a clear vision, creativity about what's possible, learning from the customer, and constant iteration. Diversity is talked about a lot these days, but nowhere is it more important than in product teams. Great things can happen when you give creative, passionate people the freedom to explore ideas. Creativity is needed to come up with original ideas, which need to be critiqued, evaluated, and elaborated. Many different possibilities need to be explored before focusing on those that have the most potential value. And it is product teams that are able to combine these different behaviors and switch between them in flexible ways that are best suited to succeed in the world in which we now find ourselves. When I left Microsoft, I joined Accel Partners, a leading VC firm which invests in technology startups. I listened to hundreds of pitches from would-be entrepreneurs and was astonished how many didn't have technology or product leaders on their founding teams. Many said they planned to outsource product development, which clearly demonstrated a profound failure in their understanding of how great technology-powered products and businesses are built. I have spent the last 10 years on the boards of a wide variety of organizations, many of them on journeys of digital transformation. The outcome of this endeavor has to be the delivery of compelling digital experiences for customers, and this requires empowered product teams. To create the conditions for this, leaders need to establish and communicate a clear and compelling purpose and vision, what the organization is trying to achieve and why. There needs to be obsession with the customer from the top, who they are, what they want, and how they behave. And to develop the solution, there need to be highly focused and effective cross-functional teams led by a capable product manager, empowered to deliver on the product vision. And this means clear objectives, accountability, constant interaction, and continuous learning. Leaders need to set the expectations, establish the governance that acknowledges necessary boundaries but removes barriers to progress, and support the teams with the necessary tools and resources. And then they need to get out of the way. Senior leadership support for the adoption of these working methods, values, and behaviors is key. Marty asked me why I thought so many companies still prefer command and control style leadership versus empowerment. I don't know if it's a preference or even conscious. In many cases, it seems to be the only model the leaders know. I do know that changing it is very hard, and it only works with strong leadership and a sustained, committed effort to create the right culture and values. The leaders must establish new ways of working, which break down silos and enable and support effective, cross-functional collaboration. As a board member, I try to impress upon the senior leaders these principles and values and emphasize that the product teams need to be empowered. Without this, there will be little progression and a great deal of frustration, which inevitably means that the necessary digital talent, which has been brought into the organization with great effort and cost, will walk out the door in search of a more worthwhile place to work.